The overall story of the Chronicles of Prydain, a five-book sequence, is how an assistant pig keeper became the High King of Prydain. And Prydain is basically medieval Wales, though Alexander has a little note at the beginning where he says it's not. It follows the geography of medieval Wales. It follows the legends of medieval Wales. The characters all have names from medieval Wales. So we'll settle that it's medieval Welsh stories, at least, that Alexander is using. Taran, the protagonist, is adopted as a foundling by Dalban, the great enchanter. And Taran wants to be a hero more than anything else. And he starts out, he's quite a little boy. He's probably 8 or 9 years old, I think, at the beginning of the books. And he wants to be a hero very, very badly, but he's just an assistant pig keeper. And his job is to keep Henwen, the oracular pig, the pig that can tell the future. Taran desperately wants to be a hero, but he's really just the assistant pig keeper. However, he has a great many heroic encounters. He ends up being dragged along on various adventures to fight the evil horned king, for example, or to try to recover the black cauldron, a magical cauldron into which a dead body can be put and out of which comes an evil zombie undead creature that can't be killed. Taran gathers companions the same way that Frodo does or any of the other protagonists of fantasy. In Taran's case, it includes Gurgi. It's not clear whether Gurgi's a person or a dog. He's kind of shaggy and strange and talks in little rhyming pairs like crunchings and munchings and so forth. He also meets Princess Eilanwë, who he falls in love with, though they both resist it throughout most of the sequence, and Flúðr Flam, a bard who has a magical harp that a string breaks on it every time he tells a lie, and Flúðr has a problem with embellishing the truth, so that's a running joke that goes through these things. The side of the good in Prydain is engaged against a battle against Aron, the leader of the Land of the Dead, and as in Tolkien, there's a secondary evil lord, in this case, an evil queen. The most original and interesting of these books, the fourth book, Taran Wanderer, depicts Taran's growth to adulthood as he travels through Prydain and meets up with ordinary people rather than with heroic or monstrous or magical people, though there's plenty of that in the book also. Taran, in trying to find himself and trying to find his parentage and also in to find out who he himself is, travels through the Free Comets and takes up a variety of occupations. He is a sheep herder for a long time with a man who claims to be his father but really isn't. I should note all along that Taran is hoping to discover that he has noble blood so that he can marry the Princess Eilanwë and be a hero. But he never discovers that he has noble blood. Instead, Taran travels through the Free Comets, the peasantry or the middle-class peasantry of Prydain rather than the kings and nobles and so forth, and he tries his hand at different occupations, from shepherd to blacksmith to weaver to potter. He becomes good at each of these things, though none of them is his true calling. He would love to be a potter, but he's actually less gifted at that than at other skills. But he eventually finds himself by looking in a little mirror of water. He discovers that he is himself. This sounds like a banal conclusion, but it actually works very well. That it doesn't matter if he has noble blood, but that it matters that he has integrity to himself. And this sets the stage for the final book when there is, of course, the triumph of good over evil.